whereas folks in 911 centers might have less knowledge about those services.
And you and your colleagues, you set out to determine a number of questions related to who is calling 988. And I want to talk to you about the piece you published in the journal JAMA Network Open, where during a 30-month period, you found more than 16 million calls, texts, and chats reached 988. And one finding that stood out to us was just the fact that 11% of the contacts came from veterans who were then transferred to the Veterans Crisis Line. Do you have any further comment about the fact that 11% of the contacts were from veterans?
I think it can be perceived as a positive finding. You know, the Veterans Crisis Line had existed for a while, but I think, you know, the public-facing communication and marketing about the Veterans Crisis Line, probably not as intense as the communications about 988. So there are probably many veterans who didn't really know about the Veterans Crisis Line and learned about 988 and felt in crisis and called and were very pleasantly surprised, perhaps, to hear that option for pressing 1.
And looking at the data, you found geographic differences too,
yeah,
that some places in the U.S. were using 988 more than others. What did you find?
Yeah, healthcare in general, but I would say especially mental health care and policy is very state-driven in the United States. And within some states, there is also a lot, it's county-driven, right? So then we have county variation within states. So we found that rates of 988 use were much lower in the southern parts of the United States.